A lecture about shale gas at Lancaster University has fueled the debate about fracking on the Fylde coast. Fracking releases shale gas into a well by injecting chemically treated water and sand. Quadrilla are the company targeting Lancashire as a potential hotspot for shale gas. Last night's public lecture was held by the British Geological Survey, and Nick Riley speaks about the situation.
Fracking's been done for decades. It's a standard petroleum technique. So it's only really hit the public's sort of parlance because of activists, really, generally, who are against shale gas exploitation, who like the word frack because it sounds like another word.
Anti-fracking groups oppose the process partly because when the procedure was trialled in 2011, earthquakes were felt in Poulton-le-Fylde.
It was a low magnitude, hardly felt, typical of earth tremors that happen in that region. I used to live there and experienced them as a child. There was no damage done to property that I'm aware of. There were allegations of a road having a crack in it by the local newspaper. But at the bottom of the article, there was a sentence saying that people living in the area and said that crack in the road had been there for a long, long time.
Have concerns been blown out of proportion?
There are concerns that I can understand, particularly people who don't understand geology. There's a lot of stuff come over from the US on the internet, which is quite, you know, the campaigners who make statements, some of which are to raise fear because they're against the technology. And I think, you know, that sort of infected people's sort of view over here. So once people's perceptions are influenced, it's much harder for them to actually find out what the real evidence is.